At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
And a very good morning to you. My name is Nick Moosebatson, and I'm the Commander-in-Chief at tiptv.co.uk. The date, Thursday, 22nd of January. We're here 10 a.m. every day covering markets and sport live from the heart of London, St Paul's. Purpose, make you money through thought-provoking ideas. Strong conviction tips of short-term trading. As we always say, do not gamble with more than you can afford to lose. Right, let's kick off with Mr. Tony Cross, the CEO of Monk Communications. Morning to you, Tony.
Morning, miss.
You follow markets on a day-to-day basis,
yep.
And one of your themes recently has been all about everything looks a bit sort of toppy to you.
Yeah.
And going into the ECB today, is the risk clearly to the downside?
I think it is. I mean, the line that struck me in the last few days is people are buying the rumour and then they're going to sell the fact.
Yeah.
It's, you know, will it actually work? I mean, rates are already very low, so is doing this simply transferring money from the central banks to the private banks, as it were? Is this really going to deliver the impetus that's needed? I think psychologically it's going to work, but in terms of, you know, has it really justified the 200 points we've seen tapped onto the FTSE this week? I wouldn't have thought so.
Okay, so risk to the downside.
Downside.
Okay, well, let's go through some slides with you this morning. And the broker forecasts come out on a regular basis. You've chosen Wetherspoons, Dixon's and Billiton. Do you want to just give us 30 seconds on each? What are your observations about these?
A wry smile with the Wetherspoons numbers yesterday. They were very quick to point the finger at tax regimes and say, look, it's unfair. What was the line? The supermarkets are able to subsidise alcohol sales because they don't pay VAT on food. I mean, I think that's nonsense. Green King had something far more balanced at the start of the week. They said, look, people are still being very prudent with their spending.
Yep.
They had a decent Christmas, but, you know, before and after, it's been pretty thin on the ground. And I think that's just symptomatic, the fact that, you know, we're still not seeing meaningful wage growth. People have still got credit card bills to pay.
Yep.
Just a degree of conservative behaviour amongst the general public there.
I think, you know, when we go for a pint of beer, okay, because invariably you're buying it with a group of people, you don't actually realise the price of a pint. But if you buy a single one, you go into Wetherspoons, you go, wow, that seems to be much cheaper than the market rates.
Yeah.
Because they buy the barrels of beer towards the sort of the end sell-by date, and therefore get it cheaper and you can sell it cheaper.
And obviously they're not tied, they're not paying the mortgage for the breweries. They're out there buying, you know, potentially distressed properties. And, I think that whole tide model is so broken. You know, great company. They've really, you know, shown some brilliant innovation in the sector. But, I think to be pointing the finger at supermarkets is just, it's a bit like the same way Debenhams always blame the weather. The numbers are, whether it's too hot or too cold, the number's always bad.
Right.
You know,
in terms of Dixon's, were you one of these people rushing in there to buy a TV over Christmas?
Absolutely not, no. Interesting one, because they saw a spike on Black Friday. I've got my own opinions about Black Friday, but they saw a spike then, and then had a 3-4 week lull, and Boxing Day was the next big set of sales. Now they're doing well. Obviously the merger's worked, or is delivering the results that the shareholders want to see. But I think the interesting point there is that, are they making money primarily from selling cut price goods?
Yeah.
They say they're working closely with suppliers, so obviously I assume that means they're aligning themselves with stuff that the suppliers can't shift. Question mark over the margins. What's going to happen going forward? Because the suppliers aren't going to keep taking it. You know, they're going to want to squeeze Dixon's as well. So, whether they can look to repeat this year in, year out is a tough call to make.
Right. And finally, Billiton. They were down 25% last year. Everyone came onto Tip TV beginning of last year. The miners. It's going to be the year of the miners. Would you be buying Billiton?
I think the problem they've got is, you know, they're diversified, but they're all commodity prices are coming off. And the question that's being asked now is whether the dividend policy is sustainable. Mm. That's going to be the kicker. If it's not, then things are going to fall down. I think some of these forecasts that the brokers have come up with are based on, you know, they're factoring in what the commodity prices are. And there was one, not from Deutsche Bank, but from Liberum, that said, you know, it was based on, said everything's great, WTI at $75 a barrel. Well, it's not. It's at 46 or something at the minute. So, you know, you've got that big disparity. And I think unless we see a turnaround in the commodity markets, then again, I'd be wary over wading in, especially to BHP.
Okay.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.